Hi everyone, it's Elizabeth, and welcome back to Uncovering Hamilton. I'm really excited for what we'll be covering today. We'll be talking about the next two songs from Hamilton, which are Satisfied and Story of Tonight Reprise. Both of these songs are more focused on Hamilton's personal life than on kind of government and national politics. So they are a nice break from that political aspect of the musical. Especially when it comes to Satisfied, I really, really love this song. So I'm super excited to be talking to all of you about everything that happens. So let's get started. What's really cool about Satisfied is that it doesn't actually introduce a new scene to the musical. It's really the same scene that we saw in Helpless, which is the song that we went over, I believe, 3 episodes ago. In Helpless, we got to witness Hamilton and Eliza Schuyler's first meet-cute, essentially. And in Satisfied, we get to see that exact same scene replayed, except this time, instead of seeing it from Eliza's perspective, we see it from her sister Angelica's perspective. What's really interesting about this is that it's kind of famously known about Hamilton that he was a huge ladies' man. And even though he does end up with Elizabeth Schuyler, he and Angelica Schuyler always had this special connection. And we really get to see that in this song. The first line is Hamilton's best man, John Lawrence, saying, all right, that's what I'm talking about. Now, everyone give it up for the maid of honor, Angelica Schuyler. And then Angelica proceeds to give a toast to the groom and to the bride from the sister, Angelica, who, quote, is always by your side. Now, this line, who is always by your side, may seem like a throwaway line at first, but throughout the course of the song, it's revealed just how much Angelica cares about Eliza. And when that line returns later in the song, it actually bears exponentially more meaning. Angelica keeps this promise throughout the show, returning to Eliza and Alexander many times throughout Act 2. Physically in Take a Break and the Reynolds pamphlet, but also as a compassionate presence in Burn, It's Quiet Uptown, The World Was Wide Enough, and Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story. In fact, this line even seems to hold true today. Angelica Schuyler Church is buried in Trinity Churchyard in New York City, the same graveyard as Eliza and Alexander. Angelica also toasts to the union, to the revolution, and the hope that you provide. Now, when she toasts to the union, it's a bit of anachronistic wordplay going on. The members of the wedding party are toasting to the union of Alexander and Eliza, but simultaneously to the union in terms of the United States of America. The union becomes a common way to refer to the U.S. after it's included in the preamble of both the Articles of Confederation, its full title actually being the Articles of Confederation and Perpetual Union, and more famously, the U.S. Constitution, which Hamilton would fight so hard to ratify. It's a beautifully subtle foreshadow of the tension between Hamilton's loyalties to his family, his union, and the newborn nation, the Union, which we'll see take place in the second act. Even now, Hamilton's revolutionary friends see everything through the lens of their struggle, such that the union actually overshadows the personal union that they're supposed to be celebrating. It's kind of not cool of them if you think about it. Now, at the end of her toast, Angelica says, may you always be satisfied. And I would urge you to keep that line and that message of being satisfied in mind. It'll become a really central theme throughout the musical. And it also ties to Hamilton's personality, his ambitions for the nation, and his insatiable need to always be better, his lack of ability to be satisfied. Now, after that, we have this almost hip-hoppy moment where there's like a recorded sample playing that rewinds. And basically what's happening here is we're rewinding time and we're going back to that first meeting between Hamilton and Eliza, where Angelica will start to kind of give her own recounting of what happened. And she says, "I remember that night I just might rewind. I remember that night I just might rewind. I remember that night I just might." Now, she finishes rewinding, and there are a couple lines where she's kind of recounting what happened, where we can clearly see that Angelica had feelings for Hamilton. The first is, she says, "I remember that night, I just might regret that night for the rest of my days." She also says, "I remember that dreamlike candlelight, like a dream that you can't quite place, but Alexander, I'll never forget the first time I saw your face." She continues and says, "I have never been the same. Intelligent eyes in a hunger-ping frame. And when you said hi, I forgot my dang name. Set my heart aflame, every part aflame. This is not a game." Now, then we get into this brief conversation between Hamilton and Angelica where they talk about never being satisfied. Hamilton says, "You struck me as a woman who has never been satisfied." And later he says, "You're like me. I'm never satisfied." And Angelica responds, "Is that right?" So we see this instant connection forming between them as they bond over their inability to ever be satisfied. They're always craving more. And that's one of their fundamental differences from Eliza, who is satisfied. She wants to be with Hamilton and she wants to have a family and she wants them to be happy. And one of the conflicts that we'll see develop later is that while that's what Angelica and Hamilton do want as well, they can't settle for just that. Hamilton is constantly torn away from his family because of his work. And that's kind of how one of the main conflicts between Eliza and Hamilton develops. Now, we return to a line from the very first song of the musical while Angelica and Hamilton are talking. Angelica asks Hamilton, "Where's your family from?" And Hamilton responds, "Unimportant. There's a million things I haven't done, but just you wait. Just you wait." What's really interesting is that while the first number is an overture that's told with the benefit of hindsight, here we see that Hamilton is just as self-assured, perhaps arrogant, in the actual moment. He's certain in the knowledge that he's destined for great things. And now we get into the most interesting part of the song, where Angelica says, "I realize three fundamental truths at the exact same time." Now, before we move forward, I want to point out that this line, "these three fundamental truths at the exact same time," it contrasts the self-evident truths about human equality that Angelica was singing about in the Schuyler Sisters with the harsher truths about class and wealth in 18th century society. Now, what are those harsher truths? Well, let's get into it. Number one is that "I'm a girl in a world in which my only job is to marry rich. My father has no sons, so I'm the one who has the social climb for one. So I'm the oldest and the wittiest, and the gossip in New York City is insidious. And Alexander is penniless. That doesn't mean I want him any less." So here, Angelica is coming to the realization that her father has no sons. So in this world where the aim of children is to social climb and raise their family's reputation, she has to do that. That's her job. And by marrying Alexander Hamilton, she would not be accomplishing that. Hamilton is, as she puts it, penniless. Remember, he's an orphan from the Caribbean who's come to New York City with really nothing. Now, one interesting thing is that Lin-Manuel Miranda says he actually forgot that Angelica's father, Philip Schuyler, had 15 children. He also says, in his own words, "I think that my brain wanted me to forget because it's stronger dramatically if, societally, she can't marry you." Now, that second fundamental truth is that he's after me because I'm a Schuyler sister. That elevates his status. I'd have to be naive to set that aside. Maybe that is why I introduce him to Eliza. Now that's his bride. Nice going, Angelica. He was right. You will never be satisfied. So here, Eliza realizes that Hamilton too wants to increase his social status. And for him, marrying a Schuyler sister would do just that. Now what we start to see is that Angelica is keenly aware of society and how society works and the importance of social standing in the society that she lives in. And it's really interesting because this is not something that crossed Eliza's mind when she was recounting her meeting with Hamilton and Helpless. It would be impossible for us to try to guess the reason for that. It might be that Angelica is older. It might be that she is more involved in politics, but it does show us this clear difference in character. And throughout the musical, we'll continue to see this. Angelica is constantly the more practical sister, whereas Eliza is optimistic, sometimes naive, and she really looks more on the bright side of things. Essentially, she just has this innocence to her that Angelica trades for realism. Now, as Angelica is reading through these three fundamental truths, she's also inserting in there some of the recollection of when Hamilton and Eliza meet. So we saw that Hamilton actually met Angelica first. And then we see that Angelica is actually the one who introduces Hamilton and Eliza. So we watch as Angelica witnesses as they meet. And as they start to talk, Angelica says, "I'll leave you to it." And with that, she continues on with her third fundamental truth, which is this: "I know my sister like I know my own mind. You will never find anyone as trusting or as kind. If I tell her that I love him, she'd silently resign. He'd be mine, she would say, I'm fine. She'd be lying." So in this third truth, what's interesting and different is that Angelica isn't talking about society and social standing per se, but now she's shifted more to her personal life and she's talking about the character of Eliza. She says that Eliza is basically this very selfless person who cares deeply about her. And she's saying that if she told Eliza how she felt about Hamilton, Eliza would give Hamilton to her. So essentially, Angelica returns the favor, and this is why she gives Hamilton to Eliza. Unfortunately, she seems to have some regret about that because her next lines are, "But when I fantasize at night in Alexander's eyes, as I romanticize what might have been if I hadn't sized him up so quickly, at least my dear Eliza's his wife. At least I keep his eyes in my life." And what she's talking about here is that essentially she still has feelings for Alexander Hamilton, but by wedding him to Eliza, at least she won't be away from him forever. At this point, we've basically re-caught up with the timeline. We're back to where Angelica was toasting So what's really cool is that basically we started the song with her toast, and then we went back in time to when Eliza and Hamilton met for the first time, and now we've caught up with that timeline. So the song ends with Angelica repeating that toast again and again to the groom, to the bride, from your sister Angelica, who is always by your side, to the union, to the revolution, and the hope that you provide. May you always be satisfied. And then she adds a final line that we didn't hear at the start of the song, which is this: she'll be happy as his bride, and I know he will never be satisfied. I will never be satisfied. That's the extremely powerful ending to Satisfied. And in the next song, The Story of Tonight Reprise, we completely shift mood. Here we have Hamilton and John Laurens and Hercules Mulligan and Lafayette all kind of gathered round at a bar after Hamilton's been married. And it's them all kind of laughing and having a good time together and celebrating. There are a lot of great jokes throughout this entire song. My favorite is when Hercules Mulligan says, if the Tomcat, referring to Hamilton, can get married, if Alexander can get married, then there's hope for our ass after all. And of course, in saying that, he's referring to the Union, as in the United States. So I encourage you to check out the song. It's really funny and great for kind of your mood booster playlist. But really, musically, it's very similar to the original Story of Tonight. So I want to skip most of it and really hone in on this one part that I think is crucial to understanding one of the main themes of the song. And that is towards the end when Aaron Burr enters the scene. He kind of joins as all of these friends are celebrating together after Hamilton's wedding. And they all say, well, if it isn't Aaron Burr, sir. I didn't think you would make it, to be sure, Burr. And they talk about Burr's love interest, who is Theodosia. We'll meet her further in the musical later on. But for now, basically what you have to know, which is mentioned in the song, is that she's married. And worse, she's married to a British officer. So clearly a girl who's unavailable. But Burr has this huge crush on her. And Burr says, now, be sensible. And he says, I should go. He says, you're very kind, but I'm afraid it's unlawful. She's married. She's married to a British officer. In stark contrast, though, Hamilton isn't willing to accept any of this. Even as Burr's telling them all of these things about Theodosia, Hamilton pushes back and he says, I will never understand you. If you love this woman, go get her. What are you waiting for? And Burr really just pushes that comment aside and he replies, I'll see you on the other side of the war. And Hamilton responds, I'll see you on the other side of the war. And the song ends there. What's really important about this almost quarrel over Burr's love interest, though, is that we see the personality difference between Hamilton and Burr, which we discussed way back in Aaron Burr, Sir, but that we see continuously coming up again and again. Burr, on the one hand, is willing to wait, and he knows that if Theodosia is married, he can't go after her. But Hamilton is impatient, and he's ambitious, and he's ready to do anything to get what he wants and needs. So he tries to tell Burr, I don't understand, why don't you just go and get her? This personality difference will come up once again in one of the songs that's actually coming up really soon, called Wait For It. But I think it's important that we leave with that thought. Just as this idea of never being satisfied is a key theme in this musical, so is the personality difference between Burr and Hamilton and how that causes them to dramatically clash. So I think that we'll leave off there for today. I'm super excited to continue exploring all of these super rich themes with you guys in the next few episodes that are coming up. And I do promise to keep on posting more regularly. I have a couple more episodes lined up that are coming shortly. So I'm very much looking forward to that. In the meantime, I would encourage you all to check out these songs on Spotify, on YouTube. I can talk about them all I want, but it's a completely different story when you get to listen to them and see all of this kind of playing out in the actual song. There's absolutely some magic to it that I cannot put into words. So I hope you enjoy that. And I look forward to seeing you all for the next episode where we'll cover the next few songs from the musical. Until then, please stay masked, social distance, and stay safe. Bye, all.